Hello?
This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. So, again, it's not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. Just to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote in it, or are you going to wait until November for the general election?
Definitely.
Definitely will. Okay, thank you. For now, please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations, starting with Harold Dutton.
With who?
Harold Dutton.
Is there a neutral? I guess slightly favorable.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The neutrals pretty much would be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable. Those are like...
Yeah.
Yeah, the neutral ones. All right. Next one will be Joyce Chapman.
Slightly favorable.
Slightly, okay. Clint Van Horn is the next one.
Slightly favorable.
Okay. Sheila Jackson Lee is the next one.
Slightly unfavorable.
Slightly unfavorable, okay. Houston Independent School District, HISD.
I'm not in the HISD district.
Okay. Danny Norris is the next one.
Slightly favorable.
Slightly favorable. All right, thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because of our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
The second one.
The second one. Thank you very much. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Dutton.
Dutton, okay. Now, we're halfway done, so I really appreciate that. Now I'm just going to read a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Here's the first one. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured, lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
What was the rating system I was supposed to use? Favorable?
Yeah, very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Very, thank you. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Slightly unfavorable.
Slightly unfavorable, okay. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very favorable.
Very on that one. Thank you. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. That's the next one.
Very favorable.
All right. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Slightly favorable.
Slightly. Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done. Thanks again for your patience. Now, based on the information I provided to you, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
Still Dutton.
All right. So the last questions are for classification purposes only. Can you tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
In the 40s range.
40s, okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence, ma'am?
Own.
You own. Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic or Latina heritage?
No. No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Neither. Okay. Well, that concludes your survey. Thank you very much for your patience. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.